it's all fun.
You've talked about the resilience of this team, how they've handled adversity. Where did you see from them tonight where they kind of took that game over?
I saw it all. I saw it first shift. I think Obi's been on a mission. Kuzi, they stepped up big time. Right off the bat, you saw the commitment on guys blocking shots and taking hits. They stayed disciplined. They had some pucks behind us, but I kept saying, you know, the hockey gods always even out things for you, and just stay with it because they will. And there was a lot of will. And as a game, once we got into the third period, got through the first 5 minutes. I knew we were in great shape because we were checking well. We had life on the bench, but our leaders were fantastic. They had Obi, Backe, Niskanen, Orpik. I mean, guys have been around a little bit. Oshie, I know I missed some. They were fantastic on the bench, prodding us all along, the young guys encouraging them. It was good. They were all the things that I've been talking about this group. They did it, and I'm really happy for this group because playoffs are fun. They're not fun, and they've got to the sort of the next level, and they realize that they're not going to be defined by anything that they've done or not done in the past. It's how they live their life, what they did, they do, how they inspire people. That has been my message all the time, but they wanted this game. There is no question.
Barry, we all know how important goaltending is this time of year. What's it like to finally have the hot goaltending?
Well, I thought Braden was good through the whole series, and Vasilevskiy was fantastic too. And, from that standpoint, they came with everything, especially in the second, and Braden stood tall. They had some pucks behind him, but everybody just sort of collapsed and they got a stick on the puck or whatever and committed to block a shot, got in the lanes, and made it real difficult for him.
Burakovsky apparently told Nick earlier in the day that this was going to be a big day for him. He's a guy who was scratched a couple days ago. Where he talked about seeing a sports psychologist this summer and all that stuff and how hard he is on himself. What did you see from him?
Well, Berkey, he had lots of energy, and early I wanted to try to get away from certain matchups. I knew that I wanted to disrupt their flow a little bit, and so he did a few things on the in terms of our lines and what have you. But he came out. I thought he played with confidence. Berkey's one of those guys that when he's got lots of confidence, he's got lots of jump, and he feels good. And it's something we've been working on for a while is getting him to, think about more of the positive things, not why if you don't score, there's other things that you can do to help the cause, if you will, and he gets too focused on, and takes it too hard personally if he doesn't think he's played up to his personal standard. And it's hard in this league to do what you see in your mind's eye every night, so when it's not happening for you, you can contribute in other ways. So. He had lots of jump early, and he was fine. I was really happy for him. He's such a great kid. He's got really good sense of humor, and he can score, as you saw tonight.
Barry, it's emotional life for a lot of your guys, especially the guys who've been around a long time. What's it like for you?
It's fun. It's fun. I'm more happy for that group than I am personally. I always take, I'll say, personal pleasure seeing young men grow and do something together. I always say, I've said to them all the time, I said, you want to go somewhere fast, go by yourself. You want to go somewhere far, go with a group. And I've said that, I think, the first year I got to Washington, and there are certain sayings that I have that I hope they stick and learn from those type of things. And they did it together. This is a group of young men, our trainers, our staff, everybody's been all in all year, and we've just sort of kept growing and on and off the ice. And that to me is a sign of a team that's maturing, a team that believes in each other, and a team that likes, I've known it all along this year, that they like each other's company, and they've had a real good mission this year.
Tom, you talked about talked about Obi being a man on a mission. Did you see any kind of transformation in him this year, or is it just things finally went his way? Or
no, I think, you know, I was over seeing my son who was over in Russia. I went to visit Obi right after his wedding, and we talked about a couple of things and redefining himself a little bit. There was a lot of people doubting that he still had what it took. And I think the great players take exception to that. A lot of things were said at the end of last year in the press, Twitter, whatever, all social medias, all that. But, and it's, they're hurtful. And I think he took it personally. And he said, you know, I'm going to show you I'm still a great player. And he did. He was very consistent all year. Won the Rocket Richard Trophy again. And he's been one of our leaders, as he always is.
Was there any time this year you talked about how this team is maturing, coming together as a group and buying into what you were trying to accomplish with them? Is there a particular point this season, albeit in the regular season and these playoffs, where you saw that lock of a team and it makes that you as a coach, it makes it?
We had a particular stretch where we weren't so good. We sort of had a little bit of a closed door meeting, just sort of spread out the issues that were out there. I didn't know if they were going to respond or not. It was one of those hard talks as a coach that you have with your group. I was very honest. I was very straightforward. And when we got back home, we played one of our best games. And from that point, I think we took a step forward, and we just continually took steps forward. And I thought, yes. And it started with that in Colorado, and we got back home. And we started on our journey a little bit together, where we cleared the air, we cleared some things up that we needed to clear, and from that point, it allowed us to grow. To that point, we weren't going to grow unless we just sort of cleared the air a little bit. And I used the word stink in the air that we had in our room that I needed to get out, and a lot of that was a result of last year, and we got it out. And you know, from that, it allowed us to grow, and you have no chance to grow if they're not here. If those things didn't come to light to them, and they didn't accept it, and they knew it was honesty, it wasn't made up. And I think they took personal responsibility for that, and they grew. And I take a lot of pleasure in seeing young guys finally grow and they've matured, they've become great mentors. We lost 9 or 10 guys from our team last year, some very important people, some great leadership, all that, and a lot of people doubted if we would be able to get it together again. And I think a lot of people thought we would make the playoffs. A lot of people thought we might not. We knew once we started going forward that we were going to have a chance to fool some people and get in, and we were going to be a difficult team to play.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Take one more for Coach Trotman.
Coach, 3 goals on 20 shots. They had some missed chances in front of wide open nets. Was there a point tonight based on what this went through?
Second period.
The hockey gods were with us.
Well, I thought for a good portion of the series, the hockey gods left us for a bit in 3, 4, and 5. We hit some posts, we hit some crossbars. You know, we had a game where we scored, and then we threw a pizza through the middle, and they got 2 goals real quick, and you're on your heels again. Yes, second period when that puck was behind Braden, and they had a 2-foot tap in, and our guys got a stick on it and made it go south. I knew that the hockey gods, I always talk about this all the time, the hockey gods will always reward you if you just stay with it and if you've earned it. And I thought, you know, for a good portion of the series that we've been a little bit of a better team, but it doesn't matter how many shots you get, all that. It matters what the final result is. And It was a little bit of a test. This group is, you talk about what we've had to go through this year through the regular season, and we're down two pucks, or two games in our first series against a very good Columbus team. We're in overtime, we win, and we started rolling from there. We played five overtime games. We get into the Pitt series, who have tortured us emotionally and over the years, where we've played very, very well, and you know, they'd get a puck and turn it into a goal, and we'd be sitting there, you know, feeling a little bit dejected, and that was where we had to dig in deep. We lost Wilson to suspension, Burkowski to injury, Backstrom injury, and we're using a lot of guys that hadn't played more than two or three NHL games, first playoff games, and they did a fantastic job. We're not here without, you know, our black aces, if we, you know, as they're known, a guy like Walker and Boyd and Jerebeck started the first two games, and all those guys, Gersich, they've all contributed to this moment, and our guys dug in through that series, came to here. If people were wondering if we would have anything left for Tampa, we're up two games, and then they sort of took the series over with being up 3-2, and that can wear you out mentally. You know, we go into overtime in game six in Pitt, quick turnaround, then we had to win 6 and 7 here. So this team's shown lots of resiliency and a lot of, I just was hoping emotionally that they had lots in the tank. I wasn't sure. They showed me in game six they're a pretty tough group. And as we talked about, we were just trying to earn the right to keep playing. We want to make sure that we enjoy this group, and that's probably the biggest bond. They just don't want to get separated.